Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political news. And today is April 2nd, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. You are sounding so chipper today.
Well, I am. I'm feeling better. And so, yeah, it's you work too many hours and not enough rest. And, of course, now that we have to stay in the houses, we don't have the can't run to the store all the time and get all those good veggies and so forth. But I'm here, and I'm glad you are, too.
That's important. That's important. And I want to tell you, last night I enjoyed James Corbett so much. And I thank you. Let me fill in for you a little bit. That was a wonderful broadcast. I enjoyed that.
Well, good. And we'll tell the listeners that that will be replayed. Usually it's my conversation with James Corbett that is replayed on Friday. But Butch helped me fill in. And I think that was your first interview with James Corbett. So that will be on Friday. So for the second and third segment of the program. We had a powerful program with James Corbett the last time. So, anyway, gold today, 1612. Kind of reminds me of that song, 16 tons. Anyway, $1,612 for gold, up 1810 off the high of the day of 1623. So, we had a good day, and but 18, we'll take it. Silver was up 63 cents at 1459. Platinum was up $11 at $737. Palladium was down $45 at $2,285. The USDX today was up 0.73 at 100.19. So it's nice to see gold up again. I mentioned this, I believe it was yesterday, that it was nice to see gold break away from the dollar. And because it was reacting to the dollar strength moving up, and now it's beginning to break away and move up also. Crude oil was up 4.34, all in the hopes of a promise that President Trump knew how to handle the situation between the Saudis and Russia with a little phone call to Putin, and so it was up 4.34 at 24.65. I don't know why they just don't leave it low. I mean, it makes us have lower gasoline prices. Why do you want those two to get together to make the oil prices go higher, so our gasoline prices go higher? I thought that's what we wanted, was low gasoline prices. Oh,
well, you know,
don't forget,
now that you mentioned
dollar.
You said that, you know, that you said that the price went up, but you know, I've been reading other places that they're saying it's going to come down to $10 a barrel. Now, what's going to happen, I have no idea. But I'm predicting $10 a barrel.
Well, I mentioned a lot of times on the program that Alan Greenspan made a comment that it's not what we do here at the Federal Reserve, it's what we say that can move markets, and that's exactly what happened. I don't know if things happen later on the day. I never get a chance to, you know, since the past 2 months, haven't had a chance to really follow the news throughout the day. I look at it in the morning, look at it, you know, right before the program. So, but the news was President Trump had made a statement that he thought he could help Russia and the Saudis come together on agreement on oil. And oil went up $4.34. Did anything happen? I don't think so. But it went up $4.34 based on a statement. So we will read little into that, but there is an explanation why it was up $4.34. Now, we're going to move on.
But time will tell.
Sure it will, just like, you know, everything else here. But it made the markets happy. And 469 points was up 2.25% on the Dow, 21,413. The NASDAQ was up 126 points at 7,487. The S&P was up 56, 2,526. 10-year yield to 0.63%. It was fairly quiet in overseas markets. But again, there's no shortage of news, and there's no shortage of promises as far as the eye can see. And the biggest thing, I think, was the weekly and it's just amazing. It just doesn't seem to matter. Let me see if I can pull up those numbers. weekly jobless claims. I had them memorized early, and this isn't the right report. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fumbling here, Butch. Just come on anytime.
That's all right. You take
just
your time.
Just come in here anytime you want.
Well, I'll just tell you right now that everybody's excited about the money that they're going to get from the first bailout, the $2.2 trillion. It looks like Trump has proposed another one for $2 trillion. This will be for infrastructure. Now, what could be wrong with that? How could that hurt anything? Another $2 trillion out of nothing into real assets, but nothing to pay for, obviously. But Pelosi said this will be, pointed towards infrastructure. I think they got to the point now, it's like somebody in a gambling hall, Melody. They've already lost all they had and more, so they had nothing to lose. Go ahead and blow some more. They have nothing to give up. They've already blew the whole wad, so to speak. So go ahead and bet on something else. This is what we're seeing. Spending means nothing to Trump, apparently, or anybody else, obviously. There'll be $4.2 trillion in bailouts in the last couple of weeks if this goes through. So what is that when you're already in debt, $35, $40 trillion? What difference does that make then? What's another $4
trillion? I saw a libertarian interviewed. I guess he was the head of the Libertarian Party, and he was talking about the big government, of course, and the debt and everything, and he was talking about the $2 trillion stimulus, and he says it really doesn't even make sense. He says because that's going to be an increase to each family of, and I can't remember the exact number, like $6,800 for a $1,200 check. That's a lot of interest there, folks. A lot of interest that you're paying there. But the thing is, we know they're going to do it. There's a lot of fear. They get these programs through. You've got the lobbyists hanging out in D.C. They're not going home and being locked down. They're in D.C. and they're doing whatever they can. And it's the same thing over and over again.
It is.
And they'll take this crisis, whether it's real or not. And I'm sorry, I see the videos. I see the interviews. We don't know what is the truth. And, I'm sorry, but you just can't, the way I feel, we'll know the truth afterwards. But people really do need to be careful. I don't care if you're 20 years old and healthy and whatever. This virus can be transported. And you have to be careful. Why intentionally make somebody else sick just because you're arrogant enough, to think that you just don't care anymore? I don't get it, Butch.
Well, I tell people caution. Be cautious. Be cautious.
I mean, I don't agree with everything that's going on. That doesn't mean I'm laying down and saying, oh, my gosh. But I'll tell you what, I can pick a lot of false flags that people brought to the program and thought that this was, oh, my gosh, we're already in over the 25 years, and they've been wrong how many times? So are they wrong now? I don't know.
Only time will tell.
Look at Fukushima. I was thinking of that, Fukushima.
Yes.
I mean, my gosh, people were going nuts because there was a little bit of radiation coming on the West Coast. Yet people all across the country buying all the crap that was being sold so you wouldn't be radiated.
Well, that's always been, I mean, they may be sincere.
And I'm not saying that's not, didn't happen.
Yes.
I'm not saying that I know the way, there's been, I know there was radiation getting to the West Coast. I know that.
But this big money made it happen. Talking about back to Trump, though, and the bailouts. If he's going to declare a default on the debt, why should he care how much they spend? I mean, why should Congress care when they know they're going to default on the debt? So add another couple trillion to it. It's no big deal. Then they go into the global reset, if that's what they're going to do with all this, because the whole world is going bankrupt, obviously, with this virus and other things. Melody, I don't know what the future holds on this, but that's the only thing I can figure. They don't care how much you spend because they're going to default on anyway. Is that a good way to look at it?
They knew they were going to be defaulting on the debt from day one.
Of course.
From every program that they've created to pull us out of our various recessions that we went through, knew they would default on the debt. There's only one path that they were going down, and they knew what was going to happen. These people don't plan for year to year. These people plan for decades and centuries. Why do you think they have all of these foundations? I mean, it's not something... And the first time, you know, the elitists lost control. No, they didn't.
No, this is all planned, had been planned for generations.
It's in an agenda. Part two is part of an evolution of a nation, society, and so forth. I mean, I believe this is just we talk about cycles in the business world, in the financial world, but there's also cycles in societies in general, you know, as we started small, we grow, things happen, but there was never one, we didn't keep the people at the helm of the ship that we should have.
No, you're right. You know, I'll share this very quickly. I think you'll find this interesting. This is written by a guy named Alexander Tyler a long time ago. It's a bird's eye view of the evolution of nations. And this is very powerful.
Oh.
From bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependency, from dependency back to bondage. Doesn't that just pretty much cover it?
And everybody knows that, so they just took advantage of each cycle.
Sure, of course.
And it's only the citizens of the people, it's the people of the country and the society that they don't have a clue. Because they're all they're not bought and paid for, but a carrot is dangled in front of your nose. We all want to do better. We all want to provide for our children or our families. We all want to leave them something.
Yes.
But we lost something in the meantime. And what we've lost is going to be far greater than what we've ever achieved by having that carrot dangled in front of, or what we've obtained by having that carrot dangled in front of us. Or in front of the people, not all of us, but to all of us. So, I don't know.
Well, when you start looking to others to provide your needs, and that whether it be government or where it may be, Caesar, you want to call it the government today, when you look to them to provide your needs, you lose sight of who they are and what their powers are supposed to be. You start trusting them too much. You start yielding too much to their ways. Next thing you know, you're totally dependent on them. You don't want to bite the hand that feeds you, so you turn into a tyranny all over again. And that passes on down to your children, who eventually either have to stand against this or suck it up and get further into this tyranny bit. So this is what it all boils down to, that people have been blinded by the benefits that we've been given. That's what's happened to America. We become a dependent people, and when you depend on somebody else, you become a slave to that person.
Well, you know, the Fed's the Fed's new repo measures followed $100 billion Treasury exodus. The Federal Reserve is trying to call time on a fire sale of treasuries by foreign governments and central banks. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Foreign official holders of treasuries dumped more than $100 billion in 3 weeks to March 25th, and that's on course for the biggest monthly drop on record. Countries reliant on oil exports and smaller Asian economies have been selling U.S. debt, and central banks have been primarily offloading older, less liquid treasuries. Fed on Tuesday rolled out its latest effort to restore functioning in markets on top of moves to ramp up debt purchases and backstop several sectors. That's what we talked about yesterday. The fall in custody holdings is a clear signal that foreign central banks, which have a lot of treasury holdings, they've been selling them. They need access to dollars, as a lot of their payments are in dollars, and has driven them to sell treasuries. So there you go. I mean, it started. So they don't want they're selling our debt. And buyers. And
why would he want to buy it? I mean, why would he want to buy our debt?
That was my point. Yes.
Yes. I mean, why would they want to do that? It makes sense. I mean, why would they? And what were the banks given the liberty to do? They all restraints on them to loan or even though they don't have the assets to back it that are required by law, they can just loan to their heart's content, but no backing, nothing in reserves. I didn't understand what that was saying to me.
Well, I saw the headlines on that, and I haven't had a chance to follow up. But there are some guidelines and so forth that banks have to follow. I guess the Federal Reserve has said,
forget
about it.
Why not? We're throwing everything else away. You just forget it. We're throwing everything else away. Oh my gosh! But there was one congressman in Washington that people hated because he voted against this stimulus package. Most of the money will go to banks and large corporations with political influence. Massey was his name, by the way. I think Thomas Massey. Massey says the House avoided a recorded vote because they fear being booted out of office in future elections if it could be proved they voted for the bill. The interview goes on to quite lengthy interview. I'm not going to read it all. But they went to a voice vote, a secret vote, so to speak. He makes a good point here. Maybe they are afraid this will come back to bite them in the future. So I don't know, Melody. But he stood by his convictions. And he may lose his office because of that. So we'll have to wait and see on that, I reckon.
Yeah, I talked about that gentleman last week. It is nice to see someone to stand up. I mean, look at all the Tea Partiers that are in there in office, that are holding office right now, and haven't heard a peep out of them. And that's what helped create the Tea Party. What happened to them?
You're right.
What happened to them?
They kind of disappeared into the woodwork. I haven't heard anything about them for a long time.
No, they don't say a peep. Not a peep.
So anyway, we'll get after the break here, we'll get into the idea. The food chain, we all probably heard about this, but the food chain is starting to break because people are buying and hoarding a lot of things. The food chain supply is starting to break here. That's why they're bringing in National Guard in some places to protect the food chain and see that it gets through okay. This is not a good sign. For the first time that I know of in our history, Melody, the food supplies are not going to make it to where they need to be all the time. And you and I are used to the idea of walking down the store and buying what we want. It's always there. But for the last couple of weeks, it hasn't been there, has it? They're empty.
No, it hasn't.
So, folks, after the break, we'll discuss this, because this is seriously something we need to look at. If you don't have something put back, and you go to buy it, it isn't there, what are you going to do for it? Even diapers. Pampers. Used to use your own diapers. Everybody buys Pampers now, they run out of those. What are you going to do? Go back to the old-fashioned way using diapers?
Good Why thought. Not?
Yes.
Why not?
I agree.
You can use paper. Well, I guess you couldn't use paper towel. Anyway, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. I use that for everything. Paper towel.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio KingsofSoilRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. You know, you're talking about the problems. I saw an article today about the food supplies and about the... there's a growing number of workers that are crucial to, I don't know if this is what you have, to supplying the world with meat.
I haven't got that one, though. Are demanding that
their companies do more to keep them safe. Labor unions are starting to speak out as their members fall ill. There are reports of increased absenteeism, and some frontline workers have even walked off the job. So that's raising the specter of mass protests that could threaten global meat supplies just as supply chains unravel and grocery stores struggle to keep food on their shelves. So it's kind of a balancing act.
I'm glad I raised my own.
Yeah. And how to keep the world fed while safeguarding employees is, the balancing act that they're facing. Slaughterhouses and processing plants are sanitizing their operations more, staggering lunch breaks and checking people's temperatures, but they're still falling short. So again, there you're going to the first case of a worker at a major U.S. meat producer testing positive for the virus was reported last week at poultry giant Sanderson Farms, Inc. Since then, infections have cropped up everywhere from JBS SA plants in Iowa to Harmony Beef in Alberta. So there you could have another break in the chain.
Well, this article here, I'd like to share a couple paragraphs because I think it's very, very relevant. We all have to eat, Melody. This is something we got in the habit of when we first born and can't break it, is, you know, having something to eat about every day. It says supplies are starting to get really tight nationwide as food distribution systems break down. Normally, Americans get a lot of their food from restaurants. In fact, during normal times, 36% of all Americans eat at a fast food restaurant on any given day. But now that approximately 75% of the U.S. is under the same sort of shelter-in-place order, and most of our restaurants have shut down, things have completely changed. Suddenly, our grocery stores are being flooded with unexpected traffic, and many people are buying far more than usual in anticipation of a long pandemic. Unfortunately, our food distribution systems were not designed to handle this sort of surge, and things are really starting to get crazy out there. So I would like to share with you an excerpt from an email that I was sent recently. It describes the chaos that grocery stores in Utah and Idaho have been experiencing. So with this virus, when this virus became a problem that we as a nation could see as an imminent threat, Utah, because of its culture of food storage and preparing for disaster events, seemed to get the memo first. The week of March 8th, grocery sales more than doubled in Utah up by 218%. Wow. Many states stayed the same with increase in some. Idaho seemed to get the memo about 4 days later. So this is a surge, and it says on the East Coast, this is going, when it's already hitting here, but it's going to hit worse on the East Coast because people have kind of been a little bit lackadaisical, I guess you could say, and doing these things, but it's coming to our side of the country too real soon. So if the supply isn't coming in and people panic when they can't find something on the shelves, if this isn't restocked and restored, that can mean a lot of chaos in this country. People get hungry, they might get mean. What do you think?
Yeah, I also talked yesterday about how you have a lot of these retail stores boarding up their windows because they are expecting chaos. I mean, we're beginning to, Italy's expecting it, and, here in the States, they're expecting it. And it's one thing when it's cold, it keeps people inside, but once it starts getting nice out and the sun's out, it's
People get hungry, they're going to get nasty. I mean, I don't want to sound...
They're going to get nasty. When your babies are hungry. Yeah.
That's exactly right. They're going to do whatever they have to feed their family. There have been movies made about this stuff in the past, of course, people fighting over food, and we all watched it and thought, you know, that's interesting, but it's never going to happen here. Well, it very well could happen. It's already starting to happen in some places as far as food shortages. And that, along with this article from Michael Snyder, says 49% of U.S. companies expect layoffs in the next 3 months. Almost half the companies are going to be laying off people over the next few months. I mean, what are they going to do? They have no demand for their product. I have a customer that makes woodwork, building materials for homes, plywood, sheeting, whatever. And I was talking to them yesterday. They called me to try to order some sanitizing products, hand sanitizer or whatever. And I knew that our company, Kimball Midwest, was getting low, but I thought, well, I'll call and see. Kimball is 2 months behind on orders already backed up, and their suppliers are not going to be supplying them with anything in the future, in the near future, because they're selling it to hospitals, and they need it worse than, we'll say, mainstream public does, so they're not getting anything in. I was talking to the company that makes the building supplies, materials. I said, it's going to start, I'm sure, coming back down to you all, because you produce the materials, they're not going to be used very, they're starting to slow down the housing industry. He said, we're already seeing that. And this has been about a month since this started coming about. I mean, they're already seeing a possible layoff at the plant because they're not needing the building materials that they needed a month ago. And that's a chain, you know, it keeps on going. You know, people there get laid off, they can't afford to pay their bills, and it goes on to other places where businesses are just going to be going under because they can't pay their bills, there's no demand for the product. That's what's happening in America. And when 50% of the companies are laying off, that's huge. That is huge. That's never happened before in our country that I know of. And with an unemployment rate already about 40%, what do you expect to happen? It's not a good sign.
No, it isn't.
And people that I was talking to, a gentleman today who's been preparing for a while with gold and silver, and they told me, he says, I've got so much of this, so much of that. I said, good for you. But, you know, he's like most of us. He started off a little bit at the time. He couldn't afford to buy a whole lot. But he started when he could. And even though you haven't started yet, folks, don't put it off any longer. Start now. Preparing yourself as best you can. The bottom is falling out from under us now. The base of this nation and the finances have been ruined since 1964 at least. But it's gotten to the point now that the bottom is going to fall out from under you. So you better have something there of solid value that you can fall back on. Really, people are going to lose their homes, their cars. This is going to happen. It's already happening. I had a lady today that works in our area here ask the water company here, the public service company, said, what are you going to do when people can't pay their water bills? And the girl's response is, why couldn't they pay their bills? Think about that a minute. She has no idea what's going on. Well, why couldn't people pay their bills? Isn't that a sad statement?
It is.
Someone living through this, well, why wouldn't they pay their bills? And the lady said, well, maybe it's because they'd be out of work. She just couldn't grasp that idea. She couldn't. This young lady, a young lady, couldn't grasp the idea that people won't have any income. So, go figure.
And she thinks that the $1,200 check that people are going to get will probably sustain them from month to month.
Oh, my. You know, it's amazing, too, that it said 5 days before it filed for bankruptcy, Whiting executives got $15 million in bonuses. So this is, Whiting is a petroleum company, by the way. It became the first Shell casualty of the current oil price crash when it filed for prepackaged Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Wednesday morning after a plunge in oil prices left it unable to pay its debts. The company's board, supposedly with the approval of the company's creditors, approved $14.6 million in cash bonuses for the top executives. As part of this KERP, K-E-R-P, Key Employee Retention Plan, CEO Brad Holly would collect $6.4 million of the total, which will be paid immediately. The company said it's filing Wednesday, according to Bloomberg, for the executives, including Chief Financial Officer Corinne Loeffler, will get the rest. How's that for bailing yourself out? They're going under. The employees will be out of work, but the CEO and the head head man took their money out in advance. Melody, they really got a heart, don't they?
Mm. Yes. Unfortunately, that's all too common.
Oh, it is. It is. I'm laughing about it, but it's not funny. I mean, these people are not concerned about the common worker. They took out their hands first, let them survive on whatever they can get.
You know, I pulled up this, you know, I wanted to talk about the unemployment benefits. I mean, I mentioned them briefly, but when you're talking, I'm looking at this headline, Butch, and I'm thinking to myself, more than 6.6 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week.
Yes.
And that comes after a week of 3.3. That's 10 million people in 2 weeks. 10 million that are not working.
That is amazing.
That's scary.
It is.
That is scary. All states have reported increase in initial claims for the week ending March 21st. The largest increases were in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Massachusetts, Texas, and California. The smallest increases were in the Virgin Islands, South Dakota, and Butch, West Virginia, Vermont, and Wyoming.
We're at the bottom already. We're at the bottom already. We can't fall much further, but go ahead.
This is just unheard of.
And extend it out. Tell me there's four in a family. So that's 40 million. And the businesses that they bought from, that's how many million more that are going to be losing. So it's huge.
They're expecting the magnitude of these layoffs. There's a lot of economists out there that they're talking about as many as 20 million lost jobs by the end of April.
Wow.
That would be more than double the 8.7 million. We've already lost more than what was lost during the Great Recession. Those numbers are just staggering. Roughly 90% of the U.S. population is now under stay-at-home orders.
I think it's even worldwide now, 90% or so.
Well, I'm just talking here.
I know, yeah, and it's worldwide, though. It's not just here, so the economy worldwide is going to... It affects all of us. We're all hooked together in a chain now, Millie. This affects all of us.
Absolutely.
It does. And tell me, how are the cities and the states and counties going to pay their bills with no tax revenue coming in? Are they going to get enough bailouts every time?
States are going to collapse.
Yes, they already
are.
The
states are going to collapse. Already
Illinois is already under. Illinois is already going.
The only thing that kept these states going was the stock markets, their investments in the paper.
It's not looking good for this stuff.
That's part why they have such... Their goal is to keep the stock market from crashing, but it's just coming. 20 million people by the end of April, you tell me how you're going to keep that stock market from crashing.
And how are they going to pay their employees? How are they going to pay school teachers? How are they going to pay? How are they going to do that? Obviously, they can't. And Melody, I had no idea how they're going to keep, if they can keep it propped up. I would think they're running out of options. I mean, they can't keep doing bailouts. How are they going to give enough bailouts to cover a school teacher's salary? Even with UBI, that's not going to be enough to cover that. And they can't. How are they going to do it? These are all really questions in my mind to think about. How are they going to do this? What kind of rabbit are they going to pull out the hat next time? You got any ideas on that?
No. Well, they can't do it. It's not going to happen.
So with the debt default?
Of course.
So then what would they do? What would that mean to the...
It's debt too great to be paid. We can't pay
it.
What happens when you don't pay it?
Yep. And what happens to you and I? People that are living, we'll say, week to week, month to month, basically. What's going to happen to their earnings and how they're going to keep their stuff going?
Can't.
Even the debt default, that doesn't mean our debts are excused, does it?
Of course not.
Okay,
course
so what, how are we going to keep ours up when the dollar drops to half the value it is right now? These are real things people need to think about, Mel. These are real situations that are coming in the future. A debt default will mean the dollar drop far worth less than what it is right now. It's not worth anything now. But if you can't live on what you're making full earnings, how are you going to live on half of that?
Yep.
And the companies that paid all these retirement funds in and gone promised you the rest of your life a retirement fund, when they go belly up, who's going to pay your retirement? These are all questions that people need to think about. I mean, these are serious questions. That is for me, too.
And you know what? You're right. A lot of people I talk to, they all talk about the, you know, they've tagged on to the word reset. It's default, but call it whatever you want. And they really don't, they get partially protected with gold and silver, but yet they still are tagged on to that paper market. They can't stand to pull it out of that system because they think if they pull it out, they're going to lose the recovery. They think that it's going to go back. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me. Maybe to some degree, it's good that the everybody is focused on the virus. That's all they talk about on the news. Because if they did talk about what's really going to happen financially, you'd already have riots in the street. You'd already have unrest. You'd already have, I don't know what we're going to have.
Well, there are things here that we've talked about before, but we never really faced them as an imminent happening. It is now, though. It's imminent.
It is.
It's not put off the next week or next year. It's now.
It's now.
So.
And the thing of it is, Butch, whether this is real or not, it's happening. Get over it. Protect yourself. Be safe. Be cautious. Don't be stupid.
That's very true.
You know?
Yep.
It baffles me. Someone sent me a video. I don't know if you've seen the video where it shows, you know, a guy walking down the street. I don't believe anything I see. I believe very little that I see online when it comes to videos. You know, interviews, they can all be changed, adapted. I have to see it for myself. Then I believe it.
Hang on to the break. Another break coming up.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. On the line, I need to hear it just one more time.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We were talking about, what were we talking about? Banks.
We're talking about banks, yes, yes.
Banks, money, the lack thereof.
And I was going to ask a question before we went to break about, I do believe, and I'd like your opinion on this, there could come a time when you go up to the bank, if you can get in the bank, and if they don't shut you down, we can't go to the bank, you could go up to the window and ask for, say, $1,000 withdrawal from an account. They'll tell you, hey, we can only give you $500 a day, whatever it costs, whatever reasons. But as I said, most people already seen the video that I sent, I think you sent it too, I know you have, the lady with the FDIC saying, leave your money in the bank. It's safe here. Don't take it home. Don't put it in a gun safe. Don't do it. You know, don't put it in a mattress. Leave it here. We'll take care of it for you. To me, that's a cry to trying to get people not to withdraw cash out of the bank. And as you mentioned during the break, we're already on somewhat of a bank holiday because you can't go to the bank if you want to. You can't go inside the bank. You can drive through, make an appointment if you make an appointment to see them briefly. But they're already kind of a bank holiday. And I wouldn't be surprised at all, Melody, if we don't see less personnel at the bank, if they don't start letting people off the bank because they're not profiting like they were.
Well, sure, they don't have any jobs for them to do.
No.
You only need the drive-through teller.
That's exactly right. So why should they keep all these people at work? Now, folks, this is the thing you need to think about. These are, I guess, for me, the deep thoughts anyway. But what will people do when they can't get money out of the bank? Or the bank is totally closed for a day or two? And they like you said, do it online. But that doesn't put cash in your hand, does it?
It doesn't put
cash in your hand at all. So what are you going to do? Put in your debit card? Think about this.
What's interesting? Back in 2008, people viewed that as a financial problem. People now haven't gotten there yet. People are looking at this as a virus problem.
Yes.
Most people can't even, you know, they can't see what's going to happen a month from now. And the same things that we talk about here, like you said, well, people aren't working. The end of April, 20 million, that's what they tell us. 20 million people. 10 million in 2 weeks. Where are they getting their money to pay their bills? And those are expecting their money so they can pay their bills.
$1,200 will
it
not
stops.
Pay a lot of bills. $1,200 will not pay a lot of bills.
Rent is less. Rent is more than that in your apartments anymore.
I mean, that's really a joke. $1,200 will not supply somebody for even if you live in a low budget. $1,200 a month will hardly pay for a month's supply. I don't care if your house paid for, your car's paid for, you got to pay power bills, phone bills, all these things. It's going to be eaten up in less than a month, Melody. That's if you're doing the best you can to preserve your earnings.
And
this
just
is
think
a joke.
About for the first 2 weeks of being shut in. People might look at it as fun. Oh, you get to paint a room or two. You clean the garage. You do things like this. It's kind of like a 2-week vacation. But what happens when it's into the third week and the fourth week? Then things begin to hit home. All of a sudden, it's like, well, you know what? I don't have any money. We've been talking about how many years that people didn't have enough money saved for a $1,000 emergency.
That's exactly right.
What are these people going to do?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, like we go through a lot of scripture where this is prophesied, where he said, I'll break the staff of bread. And that's what he said he'll do to wicked nation. You won't be able to eat. I'll break the staff of bread. That means if you can't buy it, if it's not there, you certainly can't buy it or whatever. That's breaking the staff of bread. This is prophesied, folks. It's Bible in a wicked world, a wicked nation. So don't be shocked when it happens. We were told it's going to happen. We didn't want to believe it because everything was flowing too well. now's not the time to buy extra stuff as far as things that are not necessities. Food, of course, and other ways to take care of yourself. That's absolutely, if you can do that, do it. But if you're spending money going out shopping for new cars now, or looking to buy a big house or a bigger home, and you're doing things that are not necessity, I think you're being very silly with your funds. You need to call Melody. You need to talk about what you're getting on food. And store food, by the way, is still basically out of stock about every place I've talked to. So this is where America is. And if you live in America, that's where you are now. So you better make wise decisions on what you do with what assets you do have. Because in the future, you're going to either be thankful you did what you did or regret what you did. That's kind of up to you. Any comments on that, Melody?
No, not at all. I mean, it's just, it's, I'm blessed. I'm able to work through this time.
Yes.
I even hate to tell people that I'm busy. I feel guilty, because everybody else is not working. There's comes risks with it. The girls have to go to the post office and get mail and so forth. There's risk that comes with it. So, I'm trying to, draw the line on, how much, we've cut back going to the post office. We're trying to ship just once a week instead of every day like we used to. A lot of our product is drop shipped, so I don't have to worry about that. Most of the product is drop shipped. So, we have to make decisions also as a business owner. Even though we're busy, I still have to cut back because I can't put my employees at risk. Now, I put them at risk, I put me at risk. So it's a really weird situation.
And you probably saw where Boeing is offering voluntary buyouts for its entire workforce of 161,000 people. 161,000 people. That's as big as our biggest two cities in this state together. So when Boeing requested $60 billion bailout from the U.S. government a few weeks ago, the implicit assumption was that the company may get some of this funding as long as the chronic stock repurchaser did not engage in layoffs. That, however, did not stop the brilliant financial economist at the aerospace giant, who for the last 7 years turned debt-led into buyback gold. And instead of issuing a record amount of pink slips, Boeing generously offered voluntary buyouts to its entire staff. And it bid to shed costs and adapt a massive manufacturers to a coronavirus crisis that could depress the aircraft market for years. So they got around this idea, I guess, of laying people off. They're going to buy them out so they get the bonus. Somebody, that's some pretty smart think on somebody's side of it. But to buy out the 161,000 employees, does that mean that Boeing will not be manufacturing airplanes? Ford is delaying North American production indefinitely. Ford, one of the big three. Citing risk associated with the coronavirus, the automaker has said that the suspension is indefinite and has not set a timeline to bring its facility back online, according to Bloomberg. The company is currently working with the UAW to establish new guidelines for safety procedures before reopening. The union announced the death of two Ford plant workers on March 28th as a result of coronavirus. UAW President Roy Gamble said on Tuesday, today's decision by Ford is the right decision for our members, their families, and our nation. Would I send my family member or my son or daughter into that plant and be 100% certain they are safe? The shutdowns continue to cost Ford billions of dollars. Despite this, there is no rush to reopen as demand will likely be depressed for months. Meanwhile, Ford's plans to produce ventilators during the week of April 20th in conjunction with GE remains on schedule. But they're going to stop production of Ford automobiles. Has that ever happened before in history that you can think of? Except for a strike?
I'm sure they stopped before sometime, but...
Maybe for a month or more. Really. They made a true statement that the demand for cars, automobiles, is dropping like a rock. According to, was it Greg said, 50-70% have already dropped in this nation on car sales, 50-70%.
Ford vehicle sales fell 12.5% in the first quarter. The F-Series model sales dropped 13% for Ford. But see, I was told something different. One of my neighbors, she does the accounting in a dealership. She says they're busy. I didn't either. I says, what? She says, yeah. She says, the manufacturers are often 84 months, zero interest. I says, what do you mean? I says, people are coming in, and she says, well, she says, some make appointments, some buy cars online, and she says, then we just have the walk-ins, too. She says, but yeah, we're busy. I don't get it either.
I don't understand that. With what's happening, how can half the workforce almost be laid off and still buying automobiles?
No.
That doesn't add up.
You know, I mean, then they live up around the, you know, Baltimore area and so forth, or Silver City or someplace up in there somewhere, which is 3 hours away from here. So that's a whole different world up there. We're very rural where I'm at. But so I don't know. I don't know.
I couldn't answer that at all. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe.
Unless she was lying to me for some reason, but I don't know. Now, that was one dealership out of the country. You know,
but that'd have to bleed over to more than one dealership, though. Obviously, because that can stain the whole market. You know, I mean, obviously that would bleed over. But you were talking about half the country being shut down with coronavirus. Half of humanity now on lockdown as 90 countries call for confinement. More than 3.9 billion people, or half the world's population, have now been asked or ordered to stay at home by the government to prevent the spread of deadly COVID-19 virus. Data from AFP database collated compulsory or recommended confinements, curfews, and quarantines in more than 90 countries or territories. Melly, this is something this isn't just us. This is worldwide.
This is worldwide.
It's a collapse of the economy worldwide. What are their plans? This is not a coincidence. This didn't all of a sudden, hey, it just happened last night. It just all of a sudden, look, it came out of nowhere. This had been planned for months, maybe years. This is not a coincidence.
No, it isn't.
So they have got a plan somewhere behind all this that we haven't seen yet.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Of course they do.
They know exactly
what they're
doing.
Of course they do.
Yep.
And residents in Laredo, Texas, if you're 5 years old or older and you're caught out without a face covering, you can be fined $1,000. Without something covering your mouth and nose. Now, this passed on city council in Laredo earlier this week, and up to $1,000 fine for not wearing some form of covering on their nose and mouth in the midst of this coronavirus outbreak. So, yeah, these are getting serious. $1,000 fine, be caught out without a face covering. That's huge. So I don't know. We're seeing steps taken here. If necessary or unnecessary makes no difference, this is happening. It's gotten so bad now that Russia is sending us medical equipment and masks. They sent a big plane over to help us, which is a good gesture, and I'm sure it's appreciated. But normally we're the ones shipping help to other countries. Now they're sending help to us.
China's sending us stuff too.
Really?
China's, yep. The where was it? Millions of masks. Masks were coming from China. It was on the Patriots jet. The New England Patriots plane took it over there and picked up a million of the N95 masks. So you're right.
Wow. I wonder how China got that many. We can't manufacture our own. They probably make them for us anyway. they make most of our medicine. Why not make those for us too, right?
Yeah.
You know, but maybe it's a good gesture. Maybe it's a sign of kindness. I like to think that. I'm always a little bit skeptical about these things.
Well, Butch, you know, we're going to stop a little early today. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
Well, not that much early. I mean, we only have, 2 minutes till the end of the program. But it was just someone sent me a video today. In fact, it was Rob West. You remember Rob West? He's been on the program before.
Oh, yes.
And so we're kind of dedicating this song to you. It's a nice little remake of a song from an earlier musician. I think everybody will recognize who when the song. But I just want to thank everybody for joining us today. Enjoy the music. We need something, you know, to calm our nerves and enjoy something. And so we'll be back tomorrow. Butch will be here with James Corbett for the second and third segment. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Life is old, Dad, older than the trees,
younger than the mountains,
growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
Country roads.
If I
all my memories
should stay,
they gather round her.
A miner's lady, stranger
way
to the water.
So I'll go
dark and dusty,
yet I know
painted on the sky.
I'll
miss the taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes.
Country roads.
Back the world, keep turning our way, and our way.
Country roads.